Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Got it! On a 103-mile-an-hour fastball, Tarik Skubal's 13th strikeout ends his first career complete game. Brilliant.
That was Robbie Triano's propaganda machine.
That is propaganda. Why are we listening to Detroit anything?
This is the Cubs flagship station, 670 The Score.
With the M&M in the background, too?
We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline, Robbie, is Ryan Spielborg's Download the Circa app today. Ryan is on the call for the Cubs and Tigers game tonight on Apple TV+. This is a meeting of the two best teams in baseball. That said, Ryan, what sticks out to you the most when it comes to these two teams being able to face off?
Thanks for having me on. What sticks out the most? Let's see. Well, the Tigers have been the best team in baseball since last August. They're like 43 games over 500, better than any other team. And then the Cubs are like fourth during that time frame. I think this offseason, when we were prepping, when I was, you know, like, because I do a lot of stuff for SiriusXM and we talk about baseball every single day. But I think what caught us off guard this offseason was, you know, first off, trading for Kyle Tucker, understanding that there was going to be some possibilities of some young players getting opportunities, like Matt Shaw cracking with the big league roster out the get-go, especially when you heard other free agent names out there, you know, possibly trading for Nolan or signing Alex Bregman. And so it felt like when we were looking at this Cubs team, we're like, okay, Jed Hoyer's last year, kind of like this is either you go big or you go home. You don't trade a Kyle Tucker and not think go big. And then, you know, we saw a starting rotation that had some, you know, some good arms, but nothing frontline. I think what stands out to me about this Cubs team, like the first thing is the offensive ability of the group. I mean, this is by far the best offensive team in baseball. And they play two brands of baseball. They play a Wrigley Field brand where they steal bases, and then they go on the road, and then they slug homers. So I think when I'm looking at these two teams, like these are two really well-crafted teams that have been playing well since last year. Detroit has not been a surprise at all. I've been on Detroit for years, and I got a big old English D tattooed on my neck. I'm all in on Detroit. But I just felt like the Cubs have really surprised all of us with all the question marks that they've had and to roll out with arguably the best lineup in baseball.
Ryan, go back. What did you say about a tattoo?
On your neck!
Did I hear you say something about a tattoo?
Yeah, I'm all in on Detroit. Like, Detroit has been, if you haven't been to Detroit before and you've been in the last couple of years, you know that there's been like a full-on like renaissance in downtown. And it's kind of cool, man. I got to admit, like for a city, to see this city that's gone through a lot in the last 15 years And then just kind of, it's like a nice remodeling. It's cool, man. Like this place is going to be rocking tonight. There's standing room only for the next three games between the Tigers and the Cubs. So I'm happy for the city. Yeah,
all right.
I'm all in on Detroit.
Is this a metaphorical tattoo or is this a real tattoo?
No, it's metaphorical.
Yeah, I figured it was I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to clear that up before we went any further because I was like, oh, okay, so we should take everything you say with a grain of salt because you got those Detroit shaded glasses on. I want to ask you about the Tarek Skubal situation. Reigning American League Cy Young Award winner who was originally scheduled to pitch yesterday against the White Sox. How disrespectful is it that they said, nah, we'll just go with the bullpen game and save him for the Cubs? Lost that game.
I don't think it's disrespectful at all. I mean, yesterday weather in Chicago was terrible. There was a chance that game was going to get postponed multiple times. This is the best arm in baseball. I have no problem with it. I think it makes sense. If this is your best player, you telling me you were not protecting him for a day game in Chicago when it's raining?
I didn't see rain in the forecast.
I
must have missed that, right?
But the air quality was pretty bad.
The air quality
was bad. So I
could
understand that being an issue, too.
The air quality is bad. I'll say this. The guy has 7 walks all season long. I mean, he just doesn't walk people. How fascinating should this matchup be against what looks like now a fully healthy Cubs offense, especially with Matt Shaw, as you mentioned, getting 3 hits yesterday. He got his average all the way up to 248 and is 1.1 on the WAR scale, even though he has spent a lot of time in the minor leagues this season. How fascinating of a matchup will this be for the Cubs offense to go up against Skubal?
Well, I'll put it this way. The highest strikeout to walk ratio in the history of baseball in a 10 game span, Greg Maddux has the best ratio is 52 strikeouts to 1 walk. He did that in 2001. Skubal is awfully close to that, except he's doubled the amount of strikeouts. It's 89 strikeouts to 3 walks in the last 10 starts. It's basically unheard of, the strikeout to walk ratio and how he's doing it. I mean, it's like it's a left-hander with velocity, command, and a changeup, which is like I explain it this way because I know like I try to give analogies that make sense to people. Front to back for a hitter is really hard to see. So like a fastball change of combination or a fastball curveball combo is really, really hard to see. Like, so the analogy is if you're driving and there's a car in front of you and the brake lights are out and that car is slowing down, but you can't see the brake lights, you will more or less run into the back of that car. You'll be, whoa, that thing just like caught up on me because you can't see front to back. If a car was in the other lane, and it comes from that lane into your lane, you could see it because it's moving side to side. You can see the difference. And so that's what makes Skubal so unique is that he has a fastball that's like 98 to 100 miles an hour, and then he has a changeup off of it. So you are geared up for like high-end velocity, which you have less than 3/10 of a second, and then you have to cover like multiple feet worth of distance to hit the changeup. It is like legitimately you pick one or the other, and it is impossible to hit it. Even if you know a changeup is coming, you can't hit it. So he's just in that rarefied air right now where he's probably pitching at an elite level that is historic, right? Like it's like a Bob Gibson, Sandy Koufax, a Clayton Kershaw, a Verlander. Like he's putting up single season numbers that are historically incredible. So it's going to be a massive challenge for the Cubs, but the Cubs lineup is really dynamic because it's so long. That's why I'm really interested to see what happens tonight because the Cubs can take walks. They are a contact rate team, and they have enough hitters in the lineup to kind of mess with them. But also your best hitters right now are Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong. So left on left, good luck.
I love it. We are talking a lot of Seamhead stuff with Ryan Spielborgs. Happy to have him on from Apple TV Plus. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I think this is such a great matchup for so many reasons, right, as you just mentioned. But I think there's also the piece of it that we've talked about a lot here, just the ascension and consistently doing so of Pete Crow Armstrong. What do you think about how he's been able to put at bats together, the clutch hitting, and just what he's meant offensively to this Cubs team, where previously, if this was going into the year, I think we all would have thought it would have been Kyle Tucker, but it's a 1-2 punch right now.
Yeah, so I got a lot of thoughts on Pete Crow. I mean, I go back to 2021. You know, there was rumors that the Rockies were going to trade Trevor Story to the New York Mets for Pete Crow Armstrong. And so I've always tracked this kid's career because I thought he could have been a Colorado Rocky. I do Rockies color games. I'm not the Rockies color analyst when I'm not doing Apple TV on Friday. So unfortunately, I saw the sweep in Chicago last week. I was right there. But I think as I've watched Pete Crow Armstrong, and Pete Crow made his major league debut in Colorado, as it turns out. So, I mean, watching him from that time frame and then talking to him in spring training for the last couple of years, like he's worked his butt off to put on strength and power and, you know, muscle and conditioning. Like the glove was always a plus. People didn't really know if he was going to be able to hit. And I will point out, like, some of the underlying numbers with Pete, like, not trying to be an alarmist here, but usually when you have as high of a chase rate as Pete Crow, it usually comes with a really steep drop off. So if things are going well for you, it's awesome. If things start going bad for you, the drop off is like basically off a cliff. So enjoy it while you can. I think it's pretty incredible too. I mean, already 15 homers. He's about to have his 20th stolen base. It's going to be one of the fastest to ever get to 15 homers and 20 stolen bases. It's like less than 70 games. He's just incredible. He's been really fun to watch. He's still young. I think what I saw a couple times, and I mentioned this to Jesse Rogers when I was in Chicago. I know with all the talk of a possible extension, I'm all for Pete Crow, but I'm also saying, you know, there are times where you can see that he's still a 23-year-old kid. You know, because he'll grand out and slam his helmet, and you're like, come on, dude. Like, the game's really hard. You're not going to get the big hit every single time. So I think there's some maturity stuff that's going to go along with it, and also maturity comes along with chase rates. Like I said, that is almost like hand in hand. The more and more you become patient and under control, the less you start to chase. So those would be things that I would pay attention to when it comes to PCA.
I think one of the things I'm fascinated by is that he is only 23 years old, as you mentioned. So I think he's far from a finished product. But you bring up some interesting points. He's a guy who's leading the National League right now in WAR. He's playing Gold Glove center field. Tell me who your shortlist is right now for MVP and where he is on that shortlist in the National League.
Putting me on the spot this early in the season. I mean, I don't always buy into wins above replacement. It's not like my end all be all stat. I think you can go to various websites. You can do Fangraphs. You can do Baseball Prospectus, and they'll all vary. I think what I've seen with Pete Crow Armstrong is, you know, like the Cubs are a good team, just like the Dodgers are a really good team. So, you know, when you're watching a team like the Cubs or the Dodgers that have superstars, like Kyle Tucker, come on, man. Like, he has more walks than strikeouts. You have Seiya Suzuki, who's just crushing it. You know, there's a lot of good that's happening in the lineup where I cannot just give credit to Pete Crow Armstrong and be like, if the Cubs didn't have PCA, they're not in first place and they don't have this historic offense. I think everything kind of feeds into one another. But, I mean, if we're going to base it off Baseball Reference, yeah. I mean, when you add defense involved, and right now Otani's not playing defensively, you kind of give the nod as of right now to PCA. But there's so many more aspects to it and variables that it's really hard. That's why I think the challenge has always been for people voting for MVP is that usually MVPs are on good teams, and it's not just a one-man show.
Ryan Spielborgs is part of the crew calling the game tonight for Cubs and Tigers on Apple TV Plus. And I also just want to ask you, aside from Scooble, aside from what you've talked about, what aspect of each team, whether it's Cubs bullpen, whether it's, like you said, Dodgers, or rather Tigers starting pitching, what stands out to you the most as perhaps being the X factor in the series, not necessarily just tonight?
Series is going to be defense and base running. Tigers are the best base running team in the sport as far as going first to third, second to home on you. They just are extremely, extremely aggressive. Good teams do that. And when you have those type of base running, and it's like I bet you I could ask you guys to name four people on the Tigers starting lineup and you might get two. It's like it's it's been amazing to see how this offense is constructed. And you'd be like, wait, that guy went first to third. Wait, that guy went first to third. So it just puts so much pressure on you defensively that, you know, you end up getting an extra at bat or you see an error being made. So I would say, as far as the series is going to go, I think it's really highly tight. I think it's going to be close. And I think it's going to come down to, at some point, you know, either the Tigers exploiting the Cubs defensively or the Cubs making a great play to cut down a base runner that would prevent a big inning. So
now, to be fair,
that's what makes this fun.
To be fair, Gleyber Torres was a Cubs prospect. Zach McKinstry mm-hmm. was a Cub. And, of course, there's Javi Baez. So, you know, we are always watching what Javi's doing. His ascension has been something that we've really appreciated. So there are a few where I feel like we would have some ties and some commonality.
Okay, so you got three. That's awesome.
No, I mean, I get your point. My question is, looking at this series, is this a possible World Series preview in your eyes just based on where we are, or are you a believer that the Dodgers or maybe the Mets or maybe the Phillies even are going to be the ones that come out on the NL? I know we're a long ways away from that. We're like 100 games away from this, and the trade deadline has not happened yet. I'm just curious as to your overall impressions, because we live here in this, not necessarily a bubble, but obviously we watch the best of times and worst of times, whether it's the north side or the south side.
Yeah.
And you are seeing a lot of different teams play, and you can have more of a rounded view of how things look overall.
Well, I would say both teams are not perfect. There's a lot to like I think the Tigers probably do the best job in baseball right now as far as using their full roster. I mean, it's all 26 players on the roster are playing virtually every single day. There's something going on. They also have the best pitcher in baseball right now in Skubal. When I think about the Cubs, I have some question marks. I mean, really boils down to the starting rotation. I'd like to see a front side, you know, starter. Like, is Brown going to be able to match up against Skubal tonight? No. But is anybody able to match up against Skubal right now? No. So, you know, I just think that if it comes to the Cubs, if I'm a Cubs fan right now, and it's easy to root for this team, I'm probably, you know, wondering and curious what, you know, Jed Hoyer's big move is going to be as far as a frontline starter or some combination of depth pieces to continue to help. I saw Cade Horton pitch last week. He was awesome. He looks good. I wouldn't trade Horton for anything crazy. And then as far as the bullpen goes, you know, you're going to get some guys back. Javi Assad's going to come back at some point. But I think there are question marks. They're not finished products. But as far as like the American League goes, Tigers are the best team in the American League. And as far as the National League goes, there's so many good teams in the National League that it's hard to just say, yeah, you know what, this is a World Series preview. I think it's a pretty strong field because the Padres are still good. You have the Phillies, you have the Braves who haven't put it together yet, but they have a roster. I love the Cubs. I mean, like the Reds have this rotation that's actually really sneaky good. So I think there's a lot of teams in the National League that can be contenders for a possible World Series this year.
This has been a lot of fun. Ryan Spielborgs at SpillyGoat19 on Twitter. Call the game tonight for Apple TV Plus.
And also congratulations celebrating a 3-game winning streak currently for the Colorado Rockies. Did you think it would happen?
No, of course not. after watching what I've been watching, of course not. I will tell people, if you are watching the game on Apple TV Plus, we have a great feature on the top right corner of your screen. If you want to listen to Pat Hughes and Ronnie and Coomer, there's a way to just click up there on the top right. You don't have to hear me and Rich Waltz, but we do appreciate you watching.
Well, that is amazing.
Shout out to Indiana Hoosier Trisha Whitaker as well. She does a great job. So
yeah, she does.
Thank you so much, Ryan. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Bye, you guys.
All right, thanks, Ryan. A reminder, the Cubs, they do travel to Detroit to take on the Tigers. As Ryan just told you, it is Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, Zach Zaman bringing you all the action on the only hometown call of the game. Pre-game begins at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, and of course, the Odyssey app. Good information there for Ryan Spielborgs. Really appreciated his view on things right now.
Also, it's not very common that the home broadcast crew like that, in a situation like the Rockies were having, was so candid.
Well,
that's pretty cool.
He's in a situation right now where what are you going to do? 12-50, and they were 9-50, and you just won three in a row. I think he'll take whatever he can get.
Raise the banner for the first week of June.
Raise the banner, raise the awareness, whatever y'all want to raise around here. Raise got us.
We do. Also, somebody on the text line suggested a segment called Raise Awareness, where we just ask Ray what he's aware of. And I actually think this is a tremendous idea.
I'm with it.
See, earlier in the week, I made everyone aware of bros yelling in alleys in Logan Square. Be
you did
aware.
Do that.
The way you said it, you really got the weirdest bro-y thing happened this morning. And I was like, hold on. My content alarm is going off. So Ray Diaz doing the thing. We continue talking baseball. Who better to bring on than Sox Machine? Thanks to the latest White Sox news about the succession plan. Jim Margulis here to break that down. And also, by the way, Colson Montgomery lit it up yesterday. We got to ask him about that,
okay,
too.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yep, that's all next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sox Machine.
Jim Margulis, co-host of the Sox Machine podcast.
A lot of the problems with the offense are because Andrew Vaughn's so rough, he's in Charlotte. Luis Robert Jr. looks like he should be in Charlotte. Without them even performing at average levels, you just don't have a heart of the order.
Managing editor of SoxMachine.com.
The lineup is still just a big question mark, and I think will be for quite some time because it's relying a lot on Mike Tauchman.
Jim Margulis on 670 The Score.
We want Machine.
Sox Machine.
It is disturbing how well those comments have aged. Let's go back to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we find our friend Jim Margulis of Sox Machine. Who better to talk about the big breaking White Sox news. He is the managing editor of SoxMachine.com. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I assume we're talking about Kyle Teal coming up?
Yes.
We should.
That is one of the things we are talking about. Absolutely.
It's on the docket, but unfortunately not the biggest item.
I think I know what that is.
Dramatic pause. What were your thoughts, A, when you first initially heard about Justin Ishbia buying minority shares a couple months ago, and then B, yesterday's news about this succession plan that wouldn't theoretically take place, if allowed, until 2029?
I was surprised by the initial news of Ishbia buying shares just because he looked like he was on a smooth course to buying the Twins, and the Twins are a nice solid investment, I think, in terms of, you know, where they are in the region, their stadium, everything like that, to where an owner with a lot of capital could make a big difference there. So the fact that he pulled out of that to invest in a White Sox team that wasn't actively looking for investors or a next owner, there had been some rumblings with Dave Stewart, but turns out he didn't have the money. So the fact that Ishbia came in with the White Sox, then turns out that the White Sox were interested in having him add to his minority shares versus like Ishbia asking the White Sox to do so, that surprised me quite a bit. The news itself that came out yesterday only surprised me because when I got the email with a notification from White Sox Media Relations, I thought it was announcing the Comcast deal because that had just broken on the Sun-Times like an hour before. So I initially glanced and thought, oh, Comcast. Okay, I'll get to that when I get to it. And then I looked at it a minute later and like, oh, this is what they were loath to announce and formalize before. And it seems like it's very formal now. And in true White Sox fashion, it's a little bit either disappointing or a lack of catharsis. There's no immediate celebration yet for White Sox fans who have been hoping for a change. I think it's just more a matter of there's at least an end date or a range of end dates in sight.
I mean, to be fair, because of the owner Jerry Reinsdorf's age at 89, I mean, this doesn't seem to fast forward anything. He could literally live out his days as the owner of the Sox before this even kicks in, if we're talking about the 2034 portion of this, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the way I looked at it after kind of processing the news is that everybody involved gets something from it. With Reinsdorf, you know, he's talked about how he wants to keep doing what he's doing because, you know, it's basically his life, and that he doesn't really have other hobbies or interests that he can pour his his time into and effort and care into. So the White Sox are and so the fact that he gets to continue running the team for at least four more years before potentially selling it makes sense for him. I think for Justin Ishbia, it makes sense to have a formal place in this arrangement because there are so many key things coming up, whether it's the labor deal in 2027, whether it's the expiration of Wrightfield lease in 2029, and all the rumblings of a new stadium. It never made sense for Reinsdorf to be driving the new stadium because, one, he made all of the wrong decisions with Wrightfield, as it turned out, and now he wants to move out from it after 30 years. But also, like, it's going to be the next owner's big push, big investment, the big thing to hang a franchise value around. It didn't make sense for Reinsdorf to be driving a deal. So having Ishbia formally involved makes a lot more sense there. And then for White Sox fans, they at least, you know, it's no longer hypothetical or entirely hypothetical. There's a date you can put on it. And, that's maybe not enough for White Sox fans who would like something to happen sooner, but at least there isn't this pretend notion that Ishbia is just buying shares and he's content to not have any say in the direction of the team over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Well, and Jim Margulis is on with us. He's the editor-in-chief of SoxMachine.com. And Jim, you're so good at also picking up at just the White Sox subtleties. You know, we talked a lot about, culturally speaking, how the Sox are not huge on announcements and big, major, grand gestures and actions. And to me, this was one in their eyes. And it was about as good as we can ask for when it comes to understanding that. What were your takeaways of just that part of it, the cultural shift it took for them, or even just action and the importance therein of taking this action?
It feels healthy, I think. Yeah, you can't expect too much. You can't expect we're going to sell the team to Justin Ishbia in 3 months once the league approves it. And it's been real, White Sox fans. Catch you later. We're really going to see more of this, as long as Reinsdorf is healthy, which he seems to be, that they really seem to want to respect his place in the game and his legacy as it stands as the owner of the White Sox. So, yeah, he talked to Bob Nightingale a couple months ago. Bob Nightingale said that, Reinsdorf had no intention of selling the team. So I think probably just out of respect for those wishes that he did not want to sell his controlling interest, that it wasn't going to turn on a dime, and it was going to be something that was going to be phased in, and with the idea that at some point in his 90s, probably, you can't count him out. Some people can keep going, but in terms of like just the statistical probabilities, the mid-90s is probably a good time to consider the succession plan.
Is this a win for Jerry Reinsdorf in terms of getting that capital put into his team with Ishbia, knowing that he's not going to live forever, so he's making the most out of the time he has left owning this team?
Yeah, it seems like it can't hurt. I think one of the other reasons why he's loath to sell controlling interest is because of the tax implications of selling while you're alive versus having it passed on. And, so I think as much sense as it might make for him to sell the team to somebody who wants to buy it for, just like the health of the franchise and the ability to compete in 2025, that was just a big just red flag personally that prevented from being done. So the fact that he still gets to hold controlling interest and gets to put off that decision for at least 4 years, possibly nine, and while getting the benefits of having a more having a partner with deeper pockets come in and help either it's address debts or some of the operational costs, can't hurt.
Jim, I do want to also ask you about some of the prospect moves that have been made. It is Kyle Teal Day. Okay. Getting the call up, what does that say you think about the organization and just the direction they want to take, knowing that they do have a lot of catching talent?
Yeah, it's encouraging, I would say, in the fact that, we've seen the White Sox delay and draw things out and have service time in mind and such. And, given that the White Sox are probably going to lose 100 games again, there's no reason to force prospects into the mix the way like the Royals are doing with Jack Caglione. Caglione might not be ready for the majors, but he's hitting well in AAA enough to where, see if he can add to a contender. Like, the White Sox don't have that pressure. So seeing them add Teal at this moment, I think underscores the belief that he's ready. And, Washington and Charlotte and reading what James Fegan has said about talking to him in Charlotte and what coaches have said, people in the organization have said that he's, to use our recon phrase, checking off all the boxes. And, right now he complements well with Edgar Caro in terms of Caro being stronger from the right side, Teal being stronger from the left side. You have a long season ahead for both, and Caro has had a tendency to wear down at the end of season, so it helps keep him pressure. First base is open for the time being. DH is open for the time being. There are ways to play both if they want to be aggressive about it and have them in the lineup 6 out of 7 days. So I think it makes sense now, and there might come a point where one catcher needs more time, needs dedicated time, either in Charlotte or Chicago to get the catching reps. But for the time being, given that Caro is holding his own in the major leagues and Teal looks like he's doing all he can in the minors, it doesn't hurt to change it up. Makes it more interesting, adds some depth to lineup, and the White Sox can use all the on-field interest they can generate.
Seems like it's going to make the lineup a little bit longer for the White Sox, which is something that those of us who have endured have been waiting on, as we're joined by Jim Margulis, managing editor of SoxMachine.com. I did want to ask you about that deal that you mentioned earlier, the CHSN deal with Comcast, and now it's going to make distribution a little easier on all those Comcast subscribers, around 1 million here in the Chicago area. That comes at a key time, kind of a whirlwind of news from the White Sox camp, but also the news that coming up, CHSN will no longer be available over the air. I watch through an antenna. What do you think about this news overall and what it means about the viewership?
Well, I should disclose that I live in Nashville, so I'm an MLB TV subscriber, so I don't have the experience firsthand. However, my family still lives in Dyer's Grove. My friends still live there, so I have plenty of experience in terms of listening to it. The over-the-air component was, to me, it was a hard sell to get everybody on board. It felt like a little bit like, you know, using a computer program or operating system that's not Mac or Windows. Like, yeah, there might be a selling point, but good luck educating the consumer on how to get everybody involved to like salvage ratings and have, you know, advertising rates be what you want. So it, you know, Comcast seemed like it had to be the end goal all along. Also, it makes sense for Comcast, you know, if they're going to, you know, if they have some leverage over the teams to say, well, we're not a big fan of you having that over the air presence. You know, what does that do for us? So something had to give, I imagine. And, you know, I think it's a blow to consumers who are enjoying the free TV angle or just, you know, paying for the digital antenna and that being that. But I think, you know, right now with the state of all three teams that they, you know, it felt like they weren't major leagues, the White Sox, when they have wide TV distribution in their own market, when, you know, few White Sox fans are going to go out of their way to watch this version of the White Sox team. Like, they have to be in front of people, they have to be easy to watch or easier to watch because they're, you know, not easy to watch when it comes to actually watching and play. So to me, it's like, it's a bad deal, but they had to pick one. And for now, I think, you know, especially, you know, in the context of Ishbia taking over, trying to get a new stadium, they really have to have some trappings of a major league franchise if they're going to try, you know, having these hard negotiations with, the city and the states.
And Jim, also really quickly, what did you think of just Colson Montgomery yesterday? He got two home runs, one of them reportedly 435 to dead center. Do you think he might be back on track?
He looks better. Like, he looked out of sorts. Like, even last year, being in Nashville, Charlotte came to Nashville. I watched him play, you know, 4 days in a row, and just everything's pull, rolling things over, can only hit damage a certain kind of pitch to a certain area. So seeing him come back from Arizona, seeing him using more of the field, and then seeing that power directed to dead center was very encouraging and makes you think, like, okay, he's unlocked something that was previously holding him back. He dropped back, of course, because it seems like there's always a catch with him, is that in his final plate appearance, he got plunked on the hand, like pretty, you know, drilled by a 91-mile-per-hour fastball right in the hand. Left the game. I'm hoping that he left the game because they're losing 10-4. In the seventh or eighth inning, and so it wasn't a point in playing him because he did stay in the game to run the bases. So it wasn't something that, like, caused him immediate pain and you swelling and had to leave the game. Hoping it's more of a situation, take the precaution, because, you know, why put him through any kind of unnecessary risk when it's just two more innings?
Thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us and giving us a little more insight on not only the big succession deal, but also some prospect talk as well.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
That's Jim Margulis, our friend from Sox Machine, joining us to talk about a lot of White Sox news going on today.
And a reminder, hey, Chicago sports fans, Chicago Sports Network is now available on Comcast Xfinity. That's channel 200. Catch over 300 live Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games each year. Visit chsn.com for more details. That's Chicago Sports Network, where Chicago comes first.
Yes, congratulations to CHSN, now on Comcast, which I have been subscribing for the whole time, so you get to see what I see, and that is a good thing today. Coming up, it is halftime. I'm excited about what is next, but I'm afraid. I saved this story for Mark Rohde, but I think it's just time. It's time for more bears.
As in real live bears?
I can't tell you yet.
Okay, that's what we call a tease. Halftime next here on Raheem and Harris on the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Score.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is Hot Boys Summer for Marshall Harris. I have declared it as such.
You said you hate me on the air.
I hate you because I think that you're being mean to yourself.
I'm not mean to myself.
I hate it when you're mean to yourself.
I like self-awareness. I'm self-aware on
you're that. You're not. You're being self-deprecating.
It's over for me, man.
Don't talk about my friend that way.
I want y'all to have a great summer. All of y'all. It's nice outside today. I walk to work. I'm going to walk home.
Guys, Marshall has earned this. I'm not even just making it up. It's
I don't want what you want from me. I don't want
this.
Your life.
That's not my life.
You've
but
achieved
I feel
this,
you.
Okay?
I've achieved it?
You've achieved happiness. Achieved.
No, okay? No. He's actually achieved.
Man, listen. Let's do this thing.
No, I'm happy for you, and I want you to be happy outside. That's what I'm trying to say. You've earned all of this.
I want this girl to be happy that I'm about to talk about in a minute, but go ahead first.
All right, guys. I'm trying to train my algorithm to bears.
I see that.
And, you know, a lot of times I get buried treasure, and I love that, too, because who doesn't love a surprise?
Bears.
But what happens when the buried treasure is bears?
That seems unsafe for the bears.
That seems like my algorithm is
cooking for me. That's 10 bears right there.
That is 10 bears. Listen to this. Listen to this lead. Serial killers, drugs, money laundering, just some of the wild theories a Vancouver Island couple have been sent by the general public after they made a rather strange but cuddly discovery hidden in the walls of their home. Now this, my friends, this is a lead. Pulling back pieces of drywall in the garage at their new home near Spectacle Lake, Connor Neese and Brianne Hincurie found, instead of insulation, 115 stuffed animals crammed into the wall.
So they're not alive bears. These are stuffed animal bears.
But, like, what are they doing in there? Do you know what they found? Bears.
Were there things inside the bears?
That's the question, right? You're obviously thinking the next thing, especially if you've seen the movie Traffic, which is what's hidden inside of them. The truth about the stuffed animal mystery? The couple has their own less exciting theory.
Oh.
The bags of toys were quite simply insulation.
That actually makes sense, though. I can ride with that.
I can
ride with that.
Especially in Vancouver. Not quite as exciting as a serial killer, says the homeowner, but that's what makes sense to us. The previous owners had lived at the property for 30 years. So when the building garage in the early 2000s, when building the garage in the early 2000s, the couple used the toys, no longer wanted by their three adult children, as a cost-saving method to insulate the walls. They reused. Do you know it's reduce, reuse, recycle? You guys know that, right?
Listen, I know a thing or two about a recycle bin. I can tell you that.
I reuse everything. Like single-use plastic, no. It's at least a double or triple use. I wash it out and stuff. I'm sorry, guys. I'm probably full of forever chemicals, but so are you.
Wow.
So, yeah. One of the pink elephants is headed for Las Vegas, a brown bear to Indiana, a pair of yellow ducks to the UK, and a plaid monkey with brilliant blue eyes. It's on its way to South Carolina. So they're trying to send all of the bears and other stuffed animals to new homes. But the moral of the story is Bears.
Isn't the moral of most stories around here, around this time, since Ben Johnson was hired anyway? Bears.
Yeah,
Bears.
It all goes back to the Bears.
This, my story is not about a bear, although we're talking about the Bear State. Isn't California the Bear State?
The Golden Bear, yeah. It's on their flag bear. And everything.
Yeah. Here's the headline.
Bear.
High school track champion disqualified for spraying her shoes with fire extinguisher in celebration.
Wait, oh, that's a great celebration. Why did she get disqualified?
A California high school athlete was disqualified at and stripped of her gold medal after she celebrated on the track with a fire extinguisher. Clara Adams, a sophomore sprinter from North Salinas High School, lost her state championship title in the 400-meter final Saturday after she sprayed her shoes with the device.
Not the 400, the hardest of the races.
Yeah, because it's not a sprint. Like, it's not the 100 or the 200. Quote, I worked so hard for that title, end quote. Adams, 16, told station KSBW of the race, in which he finished first in 53.24 seconds. I can't run 400 meters that fast.
Who can?
The California Interscholastic Federation, a.k.a. the CIF, deemed her celebration, quote, unsportsmanlike, end quote, and she received a DQ, all of which does not sit well with Adams, her father, and the man to whom she was paying homage, retired Olympic racing champion Maurice Green. Green, age 50, famously extinguished his own smoking hot spikes on the track after he won the 100-meter dash in 2004.
I love it.
Quote, when I heard it happen and then people just started calling me, this girl who just ran the 400 did your celebration. I was like, huh, what? Green told the station, if it was away from everyone and not interfering with anyone, I would say reinstate her. The athlete's father, who also serves as her coach, David Adams, is similarly pushing back on the extent of Claire's punishment. Quote, when she blew the fire extinguisher, the opponents were gone. That was our moment of celebration, and CIF officials made it about them.
He's right.
The crowd went crazy. They loved it. The CIF booth went crazy. They loved it. But those few guys in those jackets took offense to it, didn't like it, and made a decision based off emotions.
Are those few guys in jackets on the text line?
I don't think so.
Are they on Facebook on the 670 page telling us about how they never listen, but they post on every page?
They may be. In footage from the race, yes, there is footage.
These guys suck.
And I'll post the footage on my Twitter account. We'll have the station repost that. That's possible, right, Robbie?
First of all, you get credit for winning. Secondly, you get credit for creativity. Third, you get credit for paying homage. And fourth, she gets credit for being not in anybody's face about it.
I like fathers who are involved heavily in their children's lives. So in footage from the race, David Adams is seen handing his daughter the extinguisher. The news
that was my question. Like, how did she get an extinguisher? So she pre-planned
this. I'm going to tell you. The news station reported that he then climbed over the railing, which is also against the rules, address CIF officials.
Yes!
I saw an official grab my daughter by the arm. They were yelling in her face. I'm a father now. I'm not coach anymore. According to the station, in the last 20 years of state championships, no other athletes have been disqualified for unsportsmanlike conduct. Justice for Clara. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we need justice for her. To run that fast and then to do it, that's a baller
53
move.
Seconds. And to be a state champion at 16 as a sophomore in California, that is no small feat.
It's a big state. There's a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's elite level status right there. Man, he's right. Her dad is right. All of our Twitch chat is on the side, I feel like. I like Northside 5. CIF are a bunch of no-fun narcs. I mean, seriously, what the heck is this?
Bring the fire extinguisher, that is such a baller move. Like, I love that.
It was a fantastic move, and that's why this disappoints me. That's outstanding.
So, yeah, that's the one that I got a little database of stories. I've been waiting on that one.
The folder is giving.
Yes.
I love that. Also, 773, you save Ziploc bags? Yes, exactly. And tear paper towels in pieces. It saves you money and it makes you more mindful.
Yeah, I don't fall under most things with the scarcity mindset, but paper towels is one of them. If I don't need a whole paper towel, I'm just going to use half a paper towel. Or maybe even a third, depending on what we're doing.
Maybe we should do a money-saving hacks halftime. I would be into it. 815, you're too correct. Disqualified for being too lit.
That's literally what happened, right? Well, figuratively, because it wasn't on fire.
She does deserve justice. That's ridiculous.
It's not great. Let me tweet that out right now before we do this other thing that we do at noon every day.
Yeah, our Five on It was interrupted yesterday because of super important news. So we're bringing it back. And we had a discussion about a punishment that led to a discussion about food mashups.
I like it.
Also, yeah. Like sports as well. You know, like Cubs talk, Tigers talk.
We basketball. Have all the things.
You know that,
on it.
That
you
incredible NBA Finals game last night?
Was there an NBA Finals game last night? I heard nobody was watching because it was really small markets playing against each other.
Except we do that every time small markets play. See the San Antonio Spurs. All right, we got a lot to discuss. Let's all do it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.